Chapter 1. The Triumph of Imbalance. A society out of balance, with power concentrated in a privileged elite, can be ripe for revolution. The American colonies by 1776 were ripe for revolution, as was Russia in the early 20th century. So are many countries today, including some called democratic. The trouble with revolution is that it usually replaces one form of imbalance with another. As some people among the disenfranchised gain power through force, they tend to carry their society towards some new extreme. Lenin promised the Russian people a dictatorship of the proletariat. Instead, their revolution brought them a dictatorship of the Communist Party, exercised through the public sector. This new regime may have attended to certain collective needs, but at the expense of individual liberties. The United States went the other way, although it took 200 years before tipping into imbalance. America's long march toward imbalance, 1789 to 1989. The seeds of this imbalance were sown in the American Revolution. America did not invent democracy so much as give impetus to a particularly individualistic form of it. The people revolted against the authoritarian rule of the British monarchy and thus wrote checks and balances into their constitution. While these checked the power of government by ensuring a certain balance across its executive, legislative, and judicial institutions, no such constitutional constraints checked the power of individuals and non-state institutions. As a consequence, the country thrived and became the world's model for development, social and political, as well as economic. For individuals seeking opportunity as well as escape from tyranny, America became the place to go. Even for those who stayed home, it was the place to emulate. But that model worked only so long as the country maintained some semblance of balance. The power of individuals and their private institutions had to be constrained. That responsibility fell to government in the form of laws and regulations, as well as to communities that upheld the prevalent social norms. With the weakening of both government and local communities in recent years, this balance has been lost.